This is Simon Shaheen. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM.
Listen to music and voices. Listen to work and play. Listen to eat and drink. Listen to noise and fun. Listen to pink and blue. Listen to a heart rainbow. Listen to wizards and witches. Listen to jazz play. Listen to dogs and mice. Listen to Rome and Italy. Listen to Mars and Venus. Listen to the planet. Listen to teeth and trunks. Listen to Kaizen and Violet. Listen to stars and stripes. Listen to Texas. Listen to bells and waterfalls. Listen to churches and steeples. Dance and sing and listen and bells. Listen to making things, stripes and zigzags. Bike riding and zigzagging. No, listen to bike riding and curving. Listen to the radio going on and on. Listen to the radio WGXC.
Aquí tenemos un anuncio del Movimiento Santuario del Condado de Columbia, si usted encuentra a un agente de ICE. En nuestra comunidad, el conocimiento es poder, y por eso hablamos de sus derechos. No tienes que abrir la puerta y tienes el derecho a guardar silencio, a no firmar documentos, y en Nueva York puedes grabar una interacción con las autoridades. Si un agente llega con una orden, debe de estar firmada por un juez para que sea válida. En público, mantén la calma, no corras y nunca mientas ni muestres documentos falsos. Si te detienen, no firmes nada sin un abogado presente. ICE puede usar tus palabras en tu contra, así que guarde silencio y pida ayuda legal. ¿Quieres aprender más de tus derechos? Llama al Movimiento Santuario del Condado de Columbia al 518-303-3848, de lunes a jueves, de 9 de la mañana a 5 de la tarde. Si eres detenido por agentes de ICE o los ves en la comunidad, llama a la línea de respuesta rápida de CCSM a 518-291-9386.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of India, of New York, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Listening to WGFC Accra, Creative Community Magical Radio.
Good morning. On this day we become legendary. Everything we dreamed of. I'm like the fly Malcolm X, by any jeans necessary. Detroit red cleaned up. From the streets to the league, from an eighth to a key. But you graduate when you make it up out of the streets. From the moments of pain, look how far we done came. Haters saying you changed, now you doing your thing. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Valedictorian, scared of the future while I hop in the DeLorean. Scared to face the world, complacent career student. Some people graduate but be still stupid. They tell you read this, eat this, don't look around, just peep this. Preach this, teach us Jesus. Okay, look up now, they done stole your streetness. After all of that, you receive this.
good morning.
Hustlers, that's if you're still living, get on down.
Every time that we hit them, good morning.
Hustlers, that's if you're still living, get on down.
Every time that we hit them, good morning.
Hustlers, that's if you're still living, get on down.
Every time that we hit them, good morning.
Hustlers, that's if you're still living, get on down. Get on down. Get on down. Get on down. Get on down.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I am joined with...
Miles.
Oh, you get to pick a DJ name, my friend. That's the cool part. It could be simple.
It could be cool like DJ Miles, or it could be creative.
Miles.
All right, DJ Miles it is. And we are also joined with...
DJ Person Guy.
Yeah, go for it. And
DJ Kool-Aid Man.
First, we're gonna go into some shoutouts for the community, because if you don't know, Clubhouse Radio is where we talk about mental health, recovery, and the local community in Green and Columbia County and the surrounding areas. And after that, we're gonna play a song, and then we're gonna get into some tier lists. So first of all, Catskill Food Pantry, that is opened every Friday 1 to 4 p.m., and it is located at the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Church at 50 William Street in Catskill. Healthy food is a right. Next off, we have Free Play Fridays with Miss Jess and Miss Bathsheba at the Palinville Library from 10 to 11 a.m. Join them as they gather for a casual morning of fun. And next, last but not least, we have the Catskill Elks Lodge. They are hosting a free Thanksgiving dinner Thursday, November 27th. Please join them for a dine-in meal. Doors open at 12 noon and dinner is served at 12:30 p.m. But seating is limited and reservations are required. Please call 518-943-9205 to reserve your seat no later than November 24th. And now that is shared, we're going to go into a quick song break and then we're going to be right back. I have a fun show planned for you today. We have some Will You Press the Buttons, some Would You Rather, some Tier Lists. So stick around for that. But also stick around for the amazing music choices we have. We're going to go into Champion, Clean by Kanye West.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Wake up, Mr. West, Mr. West, Mr. Fresh, Mr. By himself, he's so impressed. I mean, damn, did you even see the test? You got D's, mom, the D's, Rosie.
Falling, dreaming, talking in your sleep. I know you want to cry all night. Plotting, scheming, finding reason to defend all of your violent nights. Don't you grow up in a hurry, your mom will be worried. Oh, it was all part of the story, even the scary nights. Thank you for all of the glory, you will be remembered. All thank you to all of the heroes of the line. They gotta repaint the colors. The law is wearing off, reality is upon us. Colors dripping love. Colors dripping love.
Just take the things off the top and eat those.
Green beans.
Won't even look it's at
okay.
it.
Yeah, I hate green beans.
Alright, we'll put it in. I'm good, because I'm saying it's okay too, so that's I'm two. It's okay, so I'm two. Won't even look at it, so that's right in the middle.
I've never been a big fan of green beans.
Green Jello salad.
Won't even look at it.
What's the difference between that and red
it's
Jello?
Green.
Everybody
loves
the green
dog item, so.
That's
yeah.
true. Ham?
I'm leaving if it's not there.
I agree.
One is peak.
Ham is better than turkey.
No!
Yes.
The turkey leg is better.
Mac and cheese.
Peak.
I'm leaving if it's not there.
Mashed
potatoes. I love it, but I'm not leaving.
Won't even look at it.
You don't like potatoes, bro?
If they're seasoned right and they got gravy, it'll be peak. But if they're not, it's alright.
So I'll put it on. It's okay. Pecan pie. It's okay.
Yeah, I won't even look at it.
I had it once. It was okay.
Alright, that seems to be consensus. Pumpkin pie.
I love it
so much.
You don't like anything.
It's to die for.
I'm putting it in. Love it. Red potatoes.
Won't even look at it.
Beets.
You guys don't like the potatoes?
I love potatoes, but that just sounds...
Alright, what about the roasted potatoes? Can we put that in love?
Won't even look at it.
You just hate everything that's healthy.
Yes.
What about roasted carrots?
Won't even look it's at okay. it.
You gotta eat your veggies. I'll say it's okay.
No, do All not right. eat your veggies. All right.
We're coming up with my favorite one.
Do not eat
scalloped potatoes.
Won't even look at
it. I don't even know what that is.
I've
never really had
it. You guys should just not count my votes. We're just not going to do that one.
Next, stuffing.
I love stuffing so much. I love stuffing so much. I'm leaving if it's not there.
It's okay.
I'm leaving if it's not there.
I would say love it so we can average it. Love it.
Right.
Steak? I've never had steak for this.
I'm leaving if it's
Who
not
has
there.
Steak
oh my god.
Like,
steak is so peak.
It's
my favorite thing in the whole wide world. And if you put steak in anything,
you're going to fall.
It's so key.
I think just because he loves it that much, I'm gonna put it in there
yes!
for him.
Oh, the fire song.
Thank you. You gotta have the background music. Next, we got sweet potato
casserole. I won't even look at it.
That sounds.
It's,
all right.
It's literally just sweet potatoes and marshmallows. It's banging.
Oh, yeah.
That's
the yams. I love yams so much.
Yeah, I'm good.
I love it. I just pick off the marshmallows.
All right, we'll put it in.
Marshmallows make it good.
Whipped cream.
Oh, my God. Whipped cream.
I've never had this, but it looks nasty.
Whipped cream is the best thing in the whole wide world. If you don't like whipped cream, you have a problem.
I agree. Oh, it's... Okay, so it's milk instead of meat.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds like it would be okay.
I'm leaving and it's not there. Oh, my God.
Can you stop making silly noises?
White gravy is
making silly noises, bro. It's time to lock in.
We locking in. Now, I think we can do a little bit of would you press the button and then go for another break.
Yes. Would you press that button? I know I would.
We're not doing that one. It's too sad. No. I veto it. Oh,
man.
Would you rather... Or, sorry, this isn't would you rather. This is would you press the button. Would you press the button? During the zombie apocalypse, you are given... three weapons that will guarantee your survival during this apocalypse. But one of the weapons or guns will be the cause of your death, but you don't know how or when.
Press it!
I'm not taking that offer.
I'm just not taking it. It's too risky.
You're guaranteeing your death.
I'm never going to take any of those guns.
If you isolate yourself, you're probably just going to kill yourself with that weapon.
Whoa.
What if I leave the gun on the other side of the room? That's pretty dark, but true. Are the walls just going to bring it to me and shoot it?
In a zombie apocalypse,
you're probably just going to isolate
yourself. If you have thoughts of this, please text or call 988. They're there to help. We are talking about a hypothetical situation with a zombie apocalypse.
It's a theory,
not
people.
Normal
it's
life.
A theory.
I got to press a button and you steal this stuff.
It's a very much a theory.
What else am I supposed to
do? Yeah, we're not pressing that one. Next off, you have all the money you could ever need without having to work, but you become a magnet for birds, and they constantly poop on you whenever you go outside.
I'm pressing it. I can just carry
an umbrella. That's what I'm saying.
No.
What about you?
Like a cold umbrella.
You have all the money you could ever need.
Yeah,
umbrella
hat.
I buy a solid gold umbrella.
Literally.
What if I buy an umbrella hat?
That would be drip too.
Exactly.
I think we all
get like an iced out Louis Vuitton.
Only 56% of people press the button.
Yo, y'all are true.
Next off, you become an all-powerful human, able to manipulate matter, energy, time, and space. You also gain immense knowledge and understanding of the universe and immortality. But your new powers leave you depressed and apathetic, especially towards the human race. you will eventually be hated by society for not helping. I'm not pressing it.
That's I'm pressing that.
Immortality? That's such a useless power, because you're going to see everyone you ever met.
You're spitting facts.
I'm going to press it.
I can do whatever I want with it.
I'm pressing it.
Yes, but you're going to be depressed.
I'm pressing it because I'm going to be like the new Homelander.
But you're going to be depressed.
yo, the new Homelander. You're not going to be the next Homelander.
So we were pretty split on that one.
I'm going to be the next Homewrecker.
You don't even.
Home record.
What? Everybody listening, he doesn't know what that means. He's very young. He's very young.
Their homes, okay?
He meant like Wreck It Ralph, guys. So, I don't want to.
What does Home Record mean?
Ooh, alright. This one's cool.
You'll find out eventually.
I don't want to find out.
This one, would you press the button? If you press the button, you can now read people's minds.
Yeah.
But every time you use this power, you have a 10% chance of developing cluster headaches. But they will disappear after 30 minutes.
Just care ibuprofen.
They will disappear!
I think it's worth it. You know, headaches, you can live for a really bad headaches with 30 minutes if you really want to know.
No, just carry a bunch of ibuprofen.
It literally, and you can always choose not to use your power if it's that bad.
Ibuprofen is a bunch of ibuprofen.
Thank you. Yeah. I concur.
Just carry a bunch of
ibuprofen. Just be careful with your kids. You don't
want to
know.
Yeah. I give them a whole bunch of those, you know.
You don't want them to turn out like me.
They are going to turn out like you if I give them a bunch.
So, I feel like 77% of people press this button while 23%
did
not.
Why are they so scared of headaches?
Right, literally. It's just a headache. Next of all, you could... Whoa.
Hey, it's a 10% chance. You know how much I love
I mean, with the 80%... That's a really low chance.
So, I'm pressing. Let's read it for the audience.
Every 10
if you press the button, you will be as rich as you want, but you have a 10% chance to die.
Gambling.
I'm pressing it.
I'm not.
Why do you gambling? I'm pressing it.
That's crazy.
I will take the gambling.
Well, 60% of people took it.
Why are people so scared of death?
Because we want to die.
We got a philosophical, I know I said that word wrong, don't judge me. We got a philosophy major in here when he grows up.
Oh,
hit.
Ooh. This one. I like this one. Would you press the button? If you press the button, your blood holds the cure to cancer. But you would be asked to sacrifice your life in order for the cure to be created.
I'll make the sacrifice.
Wait. You know, it would seem like you're the grace to humanity. You are cured cancer, but like...
I'm only pressing the button because I've had several family members die of cancer.
What if I swap blood with... What if they just, like, swap my blood with someone? I'ma live.
I think they need to have your blood, like, all of it.
But they're still gonna get...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you have to have all
Oh.
You have no answer. There's no loopholes here.
Oh, please, I have to... Wait, no, I don't need it. But if they...
That's tough.
At the same time...
I'll do the sacrifice.
Yeah, see, this one's your sacrifice, and 59% of people.
I'm not doing it. Why are they so scared of death? Wait, so I'm
yeah, you were just being scared, silly Billy. Next off, if you press the button, you win an epic TV set. But you can only watch your least favorite show on any TV. I'm not pressing it.
What even is my least favorite TV show?
Yeah, what's your guys' least favorite TV show?
I don't even watch TV shows.
Yeah, this
it's
is
a show
Gen
that my mom
Z
watches.
And Gen Alpha
it's like,
who watches me anymore.
So my least favorite TV show is, it's all that bad stuff.
So we're gonna do two more, and then we're gonna hop into a second.
That's fine.
Ooh. All right. If you press the button, you can fully understand every scientific theory. But you will never live a normal life again.
Do I ever have a normal life? Does anyone ever have a normal life, though?
What if you look into the void and then it's something you don't like? What if
I don't care.
You find out that...
I just turn around!
Nah, I'm changing my option. I'm not pressing the button.
Bro, the amount of good grades I'll have with that...
That leads you to insanity.
Literally.
That's
the whole concept. That's the whole concept behind Cthulhu by H.P. Lovecraft.
My bad.
Sorry.
So I think the consensus is we're not pressing that button. And 54% of people agree. Ooh, all right, this one's cool. I like this one. It's not like super complex.
What is a surf net?
Use the internet.
So, would you rather have angel... Or, if you press the button, you have angel wings, but you will never be able to use the internet again.
I'm not pressing that button.
Do you know how much the internet...
I value TikTok too much.
You check your time.
Would you be able to work out the wings like any other muscle? No?
Are you... It's all about working out, man. Your
wings is also... Stop trying to figure out how to work out your wings, bro.
My latch. I value TikTok too much.
I think it meant actual angel wings.
Isn't it like a saw trap?
Angel wings are not gonna get biceps.
Isn't it like a saw trap from one of the movies?
It is. Angel wings are not gonna get biceps.
I remember it.
Somebody's top answer is pretty fair, and I wouldn't be on the internet if I could fly.
That's fair.
I mean, if you could fly.
I mean, if I could fly.
Okay, it's time for,
I can just start a business taking people wherever they need to go.
Time for another.
This kid is smart. He's gonna start a Air Uber. So, we're going to go into another song. We're going to go into Juice WRLD, Armed and Dangerous, Clean. And then we're going to be back with a few more tier lists before we leave. Hope you guys enjoy.
But guys, before we leave, I have something to say.
Shh. Let's go. Right. Just say it. Just say it.
What I have to say is...
Gonna down. Look at the cash amount. I get the cash amount. drink or a big drink fire. And save me, man, say oh, sell. Cause I do not need a keep on listening. Keep on listening. Keep on
everybody, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Acra, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I'm joined with
DJ Kool-Aid Man
and
DJ Miles.
And if you don't know what Clubhouse Radio is, it's where the youth and I talk about mental health, recovery, and the local community in Green and Columbia County and the surrounding areas. But we also like to have fun. So we're going to go into two more tier lists. We're going to swap back and forth to make it fair. We have one for me and Miles, and then we got one for DJ Kool-Aid Man. So first, we're going to start off with DJ Kool-Aid Man. Which one you want to do first? Which one are you going to rank? This is all you.
Let's do Alien Ant Farm first.
This one?
No, that one.
This one?
Yeah. So I would rate them... They're success. They're pretty underground, but they are successful because not many people know about them. So I'd rate them a solid C.
And look at that. I guess they're right.
So
now it's gonna shift to me and Miles' tier list, and we're just gonna go back and forth like that for a little bit. Miles, what is your opinion on Dix?
It's not a bad workout, but.
Dips aren't a bad workout, but I can't really do them that well, so I'm gonna have to put them at work.
We're gonna include machine assisted dips too.
If we're talking machine assisted dips,
A tier, I could easily see A tier, but I could honestly make an argument for S tier, because once you get to the point where you can do too many dips, if you have a weight belt, you can still reach failure pretty easily. So we're gonna put it at A tier for now, we might move it up. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Alright. Next off, back to DJ Kool-Aid Man. Which one do you like?
Okay, let's get really, really... Let's get a little bit bizarre here. Let's go with dope.
Alright. And where would you rank this?
I'm not going to cap to you guys. I do only know one song. But...
That's funny. I was going to ask for your favorite song on them, too.
It's Die, but Die. And... I have to say that with that one song, I was blown away the first time I heard it. So, yeah, put them at, like, maybe D or C.
D or C? Okay. We'll put it in C since you really like their song. Is that fair?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Next off, we have... We're going to do... The Barbell Bicep Curl.
Oh, God. Well, that one...
I like that one. That's the least A tier for me. What about you?
If
really hard for me.
Yeah.
I would put it in like B to A tier. So.
I'll put it in B too. I agree. And now back to the nu metal. You don't know what nu metal is, by the way. It's a genre. It's pretty much newer metal. Who would have thought?
It's not really nu metal. It's not really just metal. It's the definition of nu metal is new, it's basically metal that incorporates rapping and turntables. Basically rap elements.
Thank you. I did not know that was the definition. Nu metal is actually my favorite form of metal.
Man. Let's do some
corn. All right, corn. Now, this one is actually one of the only ones that I know. Where is it? I can't see it. There it is. I would put that in A.
So they basically started the entire genre, so yeah. I put my S.
S, that's fair. I can agree with that. So can DJ Miles. Neck is off. Yeah, we're going to do the leg press.
S tier.
That's S tier.
100% S tier.
It's the best way to go to failure
on legs, in my opinion.
The squats, you know, once you reach failure, you could probably squeeze out another rep, but that only half of the time, and that half is dangerous. If you mess up that rep, you're hurt. But with the leg press, I feel like it's easier to know failure. I don't know. It's hard to describe. So next off, back to nu metal.
All right. Is there any... I need to take a good look at this because I don't really know what's on this.
All right. And by the way, for those of you who enjoy the background music, this song right now is It's Raining Somewhere Else by Toby Fox. I'm a big fan of his work.
Alright, let's get... Is that Stain? I think that's Stain.
Yeah, Stain.
Alright, yeah, let's go with that. No, it's not that one. It's this one.
Might be.
And, like Dope, I've only heard one song, so I can't really hear anything in a fair way, so automatically it's E.
That's fair. Next off, we have, I'm trying to look for it, there's one I specifically want to do, the barbell squat. Here it is. This is really good. Same reasons for the leg press, but I feel like since it incorporates your back, if your back reaches failure first, then you can't get more reps with leg. So I'll push my leg here. What are your thoughts?
I've never done it before, so I can't figure it.
You've done the barbell squat?
I have?
Yeah, it's just a regular squat.
Oh, S tier.
S tier?
Yes. My max, I think, is like 350.
Whoa. That'd be pretty crazy if you could do 350.
I could do all these more reps,
but... Alright. Back to the new metal.
The new metal guy says that we're going to do Disturbed next. Right there.
Disturbed. I think...
I've heard plenty of Disturbed songs, and I could fairly rank them at A.
I guessed it. We got A tier. I would agree, though.
Like they're basically the starter pack.
Yeah. Which one do I want to pick? Ooh. All right, I'm gonna pick this one, the dumbbell side bend.
Oh.
I'm putting that in C tier. There's better ways to strengthen your obliques.
Yeah.
I guess I'll put it in C tier.
I think I almost tore a muscle last time I did one of those.
I feel like they're kind
of
dangerous.
We'll do this all at the Y, right? Just all the wire, right?
Yeah, you can do these at the YMCA or any commercial gym.
I gotta go there someday.
You just need a dumbbell. It's pretty cool. I don't think there's much purpose to it. If you really want to strengthen your obliques, use a medicine ball and lay down.
Yeah, that's way easier.
And way safer. So yeah, I can see a D tier. In my opinion.
Back to the new metal guy. Let's do some System.
Oh.
And I've also heard plenty, so yes.
Yeah, you can't put System of a Down anywhere. But
also, one of the starter pack.
Next off, where is it? Where is it? Where's the barbell bench? I can't seem to find it. Do you see the barbell bench, my friend? We'll just count this one as it, even though it's not. All right. This will represent it. Barbell bench. I'll put it B tier.
I would put it, I'd put it B tier, too.
It's good. You can't really go to failure on it without it being risky, without a spotter.
Yeah,
I think that's one of
the... a lot more dangerous than the...
Yeah, I think that's the only thing that limits it. I think, for example, if you're doing it on a Smith machine or a machine where you put plates on the side, I would easily put it to A. You don't get as much of a stretch with dumbbells either. I think dumbbells could go in A tier or S tier. But because of that, I'll put it B tier. Back to nu metal.
Alright, put some Static X in there.
Static X, right here? Or no, where is it?
Right there.
Thank you, thank you.
And thinking. Out of the songs that I've heard, which is not a lot, but I've heard a good amount. I appreciate that they're like a maybe a good B. Rest in peace, Wayne Static, though.
Rest in peace. I've been predicting what you said every time. I'm on a roll for real.
Good at this.
Next off, we have the lap pull down. A tier. No.
Yeah,
A tier.
Yeah, I'd put it B or A tier.
See, personally, I think everything you get with a lat pull down, you get a little bit better by doing some pull ups. But if you're at the point of your workout journey where you can't do pull ups yet, it's a really good substitution. And you could actually make the argument that a lat pull down can isolate your laterals better than a pull up. So take that as you will. Off back to new metal, and we're gonna do two more each, and then we're gonna go into a song break.
All right, Limp Bizkit.
Limp Bizkit. That's a good one.
They're the OGs.
They
man.
Really are.
Yeah. So there is a lot. It's pretty controversial how Limp Bizkit works. So their newest thing is really good. But when you get in deep into the history, you'll find out that Fred Durst is kind of an a-hole.
Oh, yeah.
And he kind of bumps it down. But their musicians are fantastic. Like, their band players, besides Fred, they're all fantastic. And they make really good music, so they're a good A tier.
Nice. I think I can agree with that. I almost guessed it. I guessed you would say S.
And I don't like the
auto-tune voice. I'm not a big fan of auto-tune either. Next off, we have... Sorry for the dead noise, folks. This is a very, very big list. Let's do... Ooh, the hack squat. I'm putting that S tier personally. It's like a squat, but it's a machine version. So if you fail, you're not going to get hurt.
Oh, I'll put the S tier too.
Nice. I'm back to new metal.
Alright, let's see what we have, because this is my last one, right?
You have one more after this, one each, or two each.
Two each after this?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go with an underrated one. Let's go with Mushroom Head.
Mushroom Head. I remember you telling me about this.
Yeah, so with their very complicated history and people thinking that they're a copycat, which I don't believe because they came before the person people think they're copying, but they do really good stuff. And if you look at their photos from, like, 2004, 2005, they're pretty badass. So, put them in C tier.
Alrighty. So, back to the working out tier list. We have the dumbbell fly. These are pretty good. Personally, I think the only thing better than a dumbbell fly is a cable fly. But... they're still great for isolating the pecs. I'd give them a B tier.
Yeah, it's a good chest workout. I would do a B tier to A tier.
Nice. And then one more for new metal. Oh.
Hollywood Undead.
I'm putting them S tier.
Me too.
I love Hollywood Undead. That was mine. I'm going to let him do one more.
Alright.
Do POD.
POD, okay. They're pretty good. They make good stuff. Maybe Nature. Predicted it again.
I agree with that. Oh, I got that right?
Yeah.
Nice, I knew it. I'm a genius. Not gonna lie, because Hollywood Undead was mentioned, we're gonna go into a Hollywood Undead song. We're gonna do Bullet, the clean version, of course, because Hollywood Undead, it can be pretty... what's the word? Provocative. So yeah, we're gonna be right back with that.
And then we're going to do the word of the day. And a few more Will You Press the Buttons. Hope you guys have all enjoyed so far. We might do the shout outs one more time too. But yeah, without further ado, let's do this.
My legs are tangling off the edge. The bottom of the bottle is my only friend. I think I'll slip my wrist again and I'm gone, 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 gone. My legs are tangling off the edge. My stomach full of piss didn't work again. I'll put a bullet in my head and I'm gone, 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 gone. Gone too far, yeah, I'm gone again. It's gone on too long, tell you.
I apologize for that, everybody. That song is a lot more graphic than I remember, so we're gonna go into Creep by Radiohead.
Life could be a dream.
future. If only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you, life would be a dream, sweetheart.
Every time I look at you, something is all right. If you do what I want you to, maybe we'd be so fine.
Oh, life could be a dream. Shaboom, if I could take you up in paradise up above. Shaboom, then tell me, darling, I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream. Sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hope we meet again. Boom, boom, boom.
Impossible eyes, looking for purpose in what.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC. And today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I'm joined with...
DJ Miles.
And...
DJ Kool-Aid.
So, we're doing the word of the day now, because we're closing out. And I'm going to have everybody read one word. If that's cool with you guys. You don't have to if you don't want to. No pressure. So, this is from The Dictionary of Obscure Sorrows. It's a really good book. Shout out to John Koenig. You can look into him if you want. No sponsorship at all. I just like him. So, yeah. I'm going to do this one. Ayo. Hey,